Tensions within the National Party have escalated, with backbencher Darren Chester announcing he's taking a break from the party room. The former Veterans Affairs Minister has expressed, quote, months of frustration at Barnaby Joyce's repeated failure to rein in some of the more disrespectful and offensive views expressed by some of his colleagues. This comes as internal divisions deepen over climate change, with the negotiations on emissions cuts set to resume between Barnaby Joyce and Scott Morrison. Darren Chester, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
You're going to sit out any party room activities at least until Parliament resumes in mid-October. Why is that?
Well, Fran, it was a decision that I made out of sadness, not out of anger. It's not about me personally. It's more about just recognising that the party room, the way it's working at the moment, I found it quite dysfunctional and was having trouble dealing with some of the issues that were coming out, particularly in relation to some of the comments some of my colleagues were making that I found both disrespectful and sometimes offensive about a variety of issues. And I publicly challenged them on those issues, and I just felt that it got to the point where I had no great reason to continue in the room for the time being. I need to take a break from that and focus on issues in my electorate around the drought recovery, the bushfire recovery, the coronavirus and other impacts my community's had in recent times. I thought my efforts were better focused there than trying to work within the party room structures.
Well, it's clearly a decision made out of frustration. That's the word you used. You described months of frustration with the repeated failure of the party's leadership. Your leader is Barnaby Joyce. So where has he failed, in your view?
Well, again, it was out of frustration, and I made the decision out of sadness rather than anger. It's about, some of the comments colleagues made, particularly around the withdrawal from Afghanistan and also some comments around the protests in Victoria around the pandemic and the lockdown issues Victoria's facing. Look, I found them very unhelpful by my colleagues, and having asked them to not make them privately and they continue with them, I felt I was unsupported in trying to moderate our voice. I think regional Australia needs a strong voice, but it needs a sensible voice, and our party room has that responsibility. And my concern and my frustration has been that there are some who want to push a very, a hard right-wing agenda, which is not something I'm comfortable with.
I think you're talking in large part about the comments from George Christensen he made for calling for some police officers to be arrested following the protests in Melbourne. Barnaby Joyce was asked about this. He's been asked a number of times on Insiders. He said he can't gaffer tape George Christensen's mouth shut, and he might not agree with what George Christensen says, but he'll defend to the death his right to say it. Does George Christensen have a right to express his views on lockdowns and mask wearing or not? What is it that you want Barnaby Joyce and others to do in response to these comments?
Well, Fran, you would understand that freedom of speech also comes with certain responsibilities. And at a time when my state, Victoria, and Melbourne in particular, has gone through an enormously difficult time, we have responsibilities to support the community, support the police in upholding the law. So freedom of speech does have responsibilities, and it doesn't extend to members of parliament potentially inflaming situations, which is what I thought Mr. Christensen did. So I called him to account on that and didn't receive any support from the leadership in that regard. Now, what I said, Fran, was really quite simple. I do think regional Australia needs a strong voice, and I love the way the National Party has provided that strong voice, particularly here in Victoria. But it needs to be a sensible voice, and our party room has that responsibility to the people in regional Australia to provide a strong representation for them. And I don't think lurching to the right with, agendas that people like Mr. Christensen wants to pursue are the future of our party. So I'm trying to, push the future of our party towards a position where we represent the diversity of regional Australia, and others are trying to push the party in a different direction. So I thought it was useful for me to take a break from the party for the next month or so, just to consider what is the best move forward. Whether we can reconcile our differences and work together in the future, I'm not sure. I don't leap to any conclusion. I didn't have any plan about what this might look like in a month's time. But it's about taking a break and just getting an understanding of what I might be able to do in public life as a member for Gippsland to support regional Australia.
Do you think freedom of speech is being used as an excuse to allow the right flank, if you put it that way, the right-wing flank, to sort of flare up and send message to a particular portion of the population? Do you think there's some signalling going on to try and stop or draw back perhaps some of the voter base that some of the minor parties have been tempting away?
Well, I'm not sure what the actual agenda is of the people who want to make those comments, but the point I'd make is I think the National Party is at its best when it represents the diversity of regional Australia. And that's a very broad comment to make, I know. But in Victoria, it's a different base of people who may be seeking to vote for the Nationals compared to Queensland. Now, there needs to be room for a Queensland National Party member and a Victorian National Party member in the same room. Now, I have no grievance with Victorian Nationals. I've worked with Victorian Nationals for the past 20 years.
Do you mean Queensland Nationals?
So I'm saying, I have no grievance with Victorian Nationals, but I'm concerned about where some in other arms of the party are wanting to take the National Party. Now, it's very hard for me to, make comment on why they want to do that. That's for them to answer. But I think the Nationals have a great future if we represent the mainstream regional values, and that's not the extreme right wing that other people seek to represent.
Do you think Barnaby Joyce isn't sort of hauling George Christensen into line more publicly for fear of pushing him to the crossbench and destabilising the government with that wafer-thin majority? Do you think it's as simple as that?
Well, that's what he said, but that's a question that you can only ask of the leaders, not for me to answer. I wasn't comfortable for him with where the party was heading, and I made the decision to take a break for a range of reasons, but mainly just to take some time to reflect on where I can contribute to regional Australian politics into the future. I'm pre-selected as the Nationals candidate for Gippsland. I have a great deal, enormous amount of respect for my party here in Victoria, and I thought it was appropriate that I'd be upfront with them that I wasn't comfortable with where the Federal Party was taking us. Now, as a National from Victoria, I receive a very strong support in my community. I want to keep working for Gippsland. I want to keep working in public life, but I'm just taking some time now to try and figure out how I best do that.
I understand some in your electorate have responded to your statement by urging you to contest the next election as an independent. Is that correct, and could that be on the cards?
Oh, Fran, look, some in my electorate have asked me to run for the Labor Party, the Greens and the Liberal Party as well. So, it is what it is, Fran. It really is quite upfront with you. Me taking a bit of time now to try and work out how I can work within the National Party to make sure we continue to represent regional Australia. I'm pre-selected as the Nationals candidate for Gippsland. I'd like to continue in that role if the party wants me to do that, and I'll work with my party colleagues to try and find a pathway forward. But I got to the point, Fran, where I didn't think it was doing me any good to be trying to, correct the behaviour of some of my colleagues who I didn't agree with. It got to the point where I thought there's no point trying to do this anymore. Get back to focusing on the issues that really matter in Gippsland. And right now, we're still recovering from the drought, the bushfires, the floods, the storms and COVID. And my electorate needs my full attention. I'm going to provide them with that.
One of the issues you've been speaking out on lately is climate policy. You're urging the Nationals to adopt a, quote, credible policy on climate change. What's a credible policy look like to you?
Well, I think the credible policy that I've been most taken by is the one that NFF, the National Farmers Federation, put out last year with appropriate caveats. And some of those caveats were around making sure any legislation was equitable and really had delivery on the ground with practical programs that would benefit agriculture. And it's had to be an economically viable pathway. So I thought their position is a solid one and one that I would support.
And also, they're committed to net zero by 2050. A number of your colleagues are implacably opposed to that. Matt Canavan has said again over the weekend he's dead set against net zero and says he hasn't even started the fight yet on this. What's your assessment of the numbers in your party room, the mood in your party room? Is there majority support for net zero by 2050? The Prime Minister now says we need to get to net zero.
Well, we haven't had a full conversation in the party room on the net zero question. There's been a lot of peripheral discussions about different issues regarding environment and climate policy. And I think the Prime Minister is right. We need a plan, not just a number and a date being 2050. I look at my electorate of Gippsland, where we're already seeing technology moving very quickly with things like the hydrogen hub, with the preliminary plans for offshore wind farms. We've got large-scale solar. Of course, oil, gas and coal has continued to play a major role in my economy here in Gippsland, but there is a transition underway and the world is making that transition and industry is making it. And it's important as a National Party, we're part of the conversation, we don't rule ourselves out of it because there could be real benefits here for regional economies.
Darren Chester, thanks very much for joining us.
All the best. Have a great day.
Darren Chester is the National Party member for Gippsland.